My name is June Short, and I smoke cannabis because in 1994 I had a road accident, a head-on collision with a larger vehicle that had a bull bar. I was trapped, cut out of the car, spent 3 months in hospital, was rebuilt, and I take cannabis primarily for the residual pain that all the fractures and all the injuries have left me. There is not been a drug prescribed to me that actually helps in the way that cannabis helps with the spasms.
So we're sitting here on the sofa. You've just rolled up quite a small joint. If anyone's familiar, it's not one of those big joints with lots of cannabis in it. It's a small dose, but explain to me the effect that it has on you with regards to the pain that you feel in your legs and your body.
Where I have metalwork and screws and many breaks in legs and arms and face, it can feel like steel. It can feel very tight. It can feel like I have G-clamps on my legs. And by using cannabis, it allows those parts to relax enough to stop the pain, tense pain, spasm syndromes, which any pain specialist will tell you happens. And you don't get the side effect that you get from the prescribed drugs, anti-spasm type pills.
So for you, it's like taking a drug, it's like taking a tablet, it's like taking medicine.
It's part of my medication, yes.
Do you worry that because it is not legal, what are the worries for you when you're taking cannabis?
It's wrong that I should feel like a criminal, or should be made to feel like a criminal, or to be feel that I'm looking over my shoulder when here I am in the privacy of a home. Nobody knows. And I am here quietly easing my personal pain with having no effect upon anybody else whatsoever.
What effect would a change in the law make on you?
Primarily, ease of accessibility, but it would also make a huge difference with regards to quality, because if you speak to anybody that smokes cannabis or that has ever smoked cannabis, there is a criminal element side to cannabis, and it's out there, and I'm afraid that we do get adulterated weed and various, you know, cannabis. It is adulterated out there at times. And if we were given the nod, as in some places in America have been, you know, if you suffer from X amount of pain, then, you know, nobody's pushing it, nobody's peddling it. It's all about personal pain. And without the worry, without the paranoia, that can affect a lot of people.
June Short, cannabis user for medicinal purposes. Thanks very much.